All right, cool. What are you doing this time?
All right, Gary. So I don't know if you saw this, but Derek left.
Oh no.
Yeah. So
were we not missing him?
Well, no. He had people, I guess, hatchlings of his own to missed him, but he, you know, just a cut, like 2 weeks ago, he flew straight up and he kept going straight up until he was gone. Like, I think I saw him like break atmosphere. Like, it was kind of a reverse of a shooting star.
An Icarus.
Yeah, a little bit. So I don't know if there was some core of him that went off to like Sephiroth, another planet. But yeah, no, he sent me a message saying like, hey, you guys, I went and I did some consulting at some of these beverage firms. I've got enough nectar, from the Pepsi to kind of come back and, kind of charge up. Like, just, this was always going to be small potatoes after he gave me my gift. And then he's gone. So we're out here, at my pool, because all of his larvae have just chewed through my deck.
Ah,
yeah. They're like,
I'm more sorry about Derek leaving. I mean, I guess I'm sorry about your deck, but
yeah. Well, no, it's real dangerous. Like, there's a lot of like dry rot going on, and they just, you ever seen like a wall that's been gone at by carpenter ants or larvae? Like, it's hard for me to identify. Like, I sent some of Derek's leavings off to like universities, mostly to contain them, so that there's anything new that like raises as an infestation or a contagion.
Like a new batch.
Right, yeah. Like some kind of Derek new batch.
Yeah, we don't need the new batch.
God forbid any of Derek's kids go electric.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta keep them Dylan.
Right.
Keep it classic Dylan. Yeah. Dylan Derek.
Dylan Derek. No, but just like they always leave these really awesome patterns. So I'm just gonna I brought this hammer out, but I'm just gonna leave it here because like this is these are planks so tender you don't even need a fork, so leave it at home.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna claw at this and see what the termite tunnels say.
Okay.
In cross section. Here, does it say Pestomancer?
I think it. No, it's very close. Very close. It's actually the logo for this company. It's for the Pest Terminator.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, that's confusing. This whole thing is really confusing, Gary.
Boy,
Gary, why does it exist?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it does. I feel like this was inceptioned into us. Like, like I think somebody like made this as a thing that would exist just to fuck with us. I am Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is After Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
Yeah, what are you doing to us?
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah. This is very weird.
This is layers upon layers of weird, and I feel like I've got a little bit of like Three Stooges syndrome going on here. Not where Gary thinks that I appreciate something that is obviously terrible.
In an attic?
No. There's no. I mean, you know, my latent attic stooge tendencies are not coming out. But there's so much that's weird about this that it's actually hard for me not to just blurt it out all at once.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Like we can talk about what's weird about it before we. Like, inevitably, because it's there's a lot of things that are really weird about it, and you get to the actual game, which is really boring in kind of a remarkable way, but like still pretty boring.
Right.
And then we, you know, we can talk about, I don't know, the biggest map we've ever seen or something. I don't know. Let's not plan our digressions here.
No. I mean, like we both planned our digressions ahead of time.
That's true.
The second we saw how much was involved in this game, we're like, all right, well, I can bring this. I'm pretty sure Gary will bring this.
Yeah. We can figure something out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is very weird.
Yeah. So this is an NES game released in 1990. And it was developed by Color Dreams, the company that most people know as Wisdom Tree. The purveyor of, they eventually became Wisdom Tree, right?
Like they're related, but I don't know if that's the case, because Wisdom Tree is explicitly Christian, obviously. Color Dreams is like a related thing that has, yeah, it's not the same thing. They're both just unlicensed thing. Successor Wizardry, maybe some of the people. The company left the video game industry in the mid-90s to focus on IP cameras and surveillance equipment. But they're an unlicensed video game.
Yeah, yeah. Like just
company.
A small like coterie of people who knew how to bootleg NES carts.
Yes. So they became Wisdom Tree eventually. But
right.
Prior, and that's an explicitly Christian company, obviously. They're making that Wisdom Tree box. Have you seen that? Like,
yeah,
it's like the NES Mini, but
the
just
box
for Wisdom
powered
Tree.
Entirely by irony. You don't even have to plug it into a wall.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You put it on a shirt and it goes for years. Before that they just did a bunch of, you know, weird NES games. Like if you played a weird blue NES game that was not very good, it was probably, you know, Wisdom Tree.
And at this point I want to point people back. There was a great Retronauts micro about the Famicom Rainbow. Where they talked about this collector who organizes her games by color, and like Color Dreams is really the only version of that we got here, aside from just some of the wacky shapes that like Tengen games got. But these are the people who brought us like Master Chu and Drunkard Who.
Yeah, that's why that collector does a lot of Famicom games.
Yeah,
because they're more colorful, because the United States had to be kind of marketed as like marketed as a toy, but then also as this kind of like slightly more serious.
Yeah,
and generally like American things are less colorful, which
and also
bummer.
And also like standardized, like you would
every
go
every Game Boy generation. It's like, why am I not getting this beautiful like powder orange Game Boy? Like everything has to just, it's like blue or black.
Man, somebody shared a picture of like just like a specific run of Game Boys, and there was one of those that was just like yellow with like just completely jet black buttons. And I was like, oh my god, I want that so bad.
Nice,
but it's the most expensive.
Remind you of Derek.
Gary, my heart is not ready to go on.
Kiss the buzz. Kiss. The biggity buff Derek. I really like those, like those weird looking, you know, the colored console thing. How weird is it that the Game Boy decided to like just, I mean, I guess it's because of the Nintendo, but decided to be that kind of boring shade of gray. Like a Game Boy is not an attractive looking, like it's kind of like its boxiness is kind of fun, but I wish it was a different color.
It feels like they broke away from that. Like my next Nintendo handheld was like the transparent purple Game Boy Color,
and my Game Boy Pocket is like bright yellow.
So,
actually, my Game Boy Pocket died for a little while. I had like every generation of Game Boy, but and it's my own fault. It had batteries in it that were good. Like I was just like, I could still power this up.
Oh shit! They leaked.
And eventually the batteries leaked and kind of destroyed it. So when we go to a PRGE, I'm kind of half on the lookout for another one, because you can't I can play Game Boy games in my GBA.
Go for it, but like we'll see. That screen on the Game Boy Pocket is fucking par excellence.
It's very nice. But anywho, so this is a Color Dreams game, made a lot of really bad games. I remember playing Captain Comic and thinking it was pretty bad when I was young. They somehow like made a licensed game for a company that I can't find a lot of information about.
They have a website.
I've never heard of prior to this.
They have a website that appears to be like circa 2012 web design.
Yeah,
which they appear to be still in business, which is the Western Extermination Company, which is based out of Anaheim and apparently has been very successful for a long time.
And there's the information about just it being a pest control company. There's nothing to suggest like why this might have a video game based on it, other than that it has a mascot.
Right.
Oh, there's a very, man, their website is sad. There's a very cute rat that's gonna die like right on the main page. That guy's a real cutie.
And that's the thing. Like we've had so many conversations about like, I'll let a spider live if it's not near my sleeping quarters or whatever, and you'll kill it. Like everybody has those different thresholds, but like don't put like something fuzzy on your front page, you know?
Yeah. Cool. I don't want to blow up your spot and just kind of disrupt us here.
Okay.
Pretty much, I mean, you know how I love to disrupt. I'm chatting on the Western Pest Control website with Crystal T, and I'm going to ask her if she knows anything about this game.
Okay, cool. No, that's good. While you're doing that, I will say who recommended this, because it's somebody who I haven't seen before. It's a Bezen's son who gives us the plot summary, which is something amazing. If you want to ask Crystal on the line about this.
Okay.
So when Ronnie the Super Rat radiates Earth with a pest beam from his moon base, the world leader's only hope is Colonel Cleanup, the mascot from the Western Exterminator Company. So it's a mascot. Like it's not like a spokesman.
He is a weird mascot.
He really is.
He's like, real Dark City. This whole thing, first of all, looks like Worker and Parasite from The Simpsons. But even not that, like, he is terrifying. Like, yeah. This is a really, like, you do not want to run into the fucking Colonel Cleanup.
No, because with one hand, he is kind of, like, going tisk, tisk, tisk. And the other hand, he is kind of, like, hiding his mallet behind him. And you would think that when he goes into full-on frenzy in the course of this game, when he goes into full-on frenzy, contributing to the percussion track of the one song in this game, that he would lose some of that decorum and then just, you know, just kind of like go balls out. But no, he is fully a gentleman with his Kilroy nose, his spy versus spy sunglasses, and his top hat.
He's wearing an Oculus. Like, to him, he's like killing, you know, Nazis. On this chat window, just a live update with me and Crystal T, agent is typing, disappears. Agent is typing, disappears. Long pause. Agent is typing, disappears.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. So she's composing something.
Yeah, she's looking up, like, in the FAQ, like, when people ask about this.
She's blown a thick layer of dust off a binder.
Yeah, that's my hope. On their Facebook page, they have a CG version of this mascot who's very terrifying.
Oh yeah,
you can't make out his face at all. Like, it looks like the elements of his face are like sloughing off actively. It's really terrifying. But like, when I said you couldn't find anything about it, I meant like I can't find anything about this deal. Right. Like, how did this come about specifically from this company?
So there are two scenarios in my head. First off, I think maybe the CEO of like the Western Exterminator or the Western Extermination Company or whatever, like, played golf with one of the Color Dreams guys, because, you know, they're both out west. I could feasibly see that happening, you know. The other thing is the CEO of the Western Extermination Company, like, was looking for a bounty hunter because he saw his kids playing games, and the kids, they love these video games.
Yeah.
Notwithstanding the fact that kids don't really have an awful lot to do with the pest control solutions that are made for their household.
No, and that's by design. That will very much end up with a big pile of dead kids. let's do a crystal update here.
Okay.
Crystal says, hello, unfortunately I can only provide you with the information I can look up online. I don't have any in-house information, unfortunately.
Oh no.
I said, do you know where I might be able to get some Colonel Cleanup merchandise?
Okay,
so let's see if how that happens. I'm expecting I'm so sorry, Crystal.
This is
at the very least, this is novel, I'm hoping. Like, somebody is not just, like, you know, just writing, like, fucking chiggers, you know, and just kind of, like, I hate all these silverfish. Why didn't you fix them? You know, which I imagine what they usually get.
Right. Yeah. This is just a bizarre piece of esoterica. Because, like, you have to just imagine calling up Domino and saying, all right, I can get past level 3 and avoid the Noid for the NES. And I just need some, like, pro strats.
Yeah, exactly. She was typing, she stopped, and then I added, I love his style.
So, you know what? I do love his style. I love how he's in black and white, whereas everything else is in color. I love how he towers over Ronnie the Rat, a being that can somehow control a moon base.
Well, at the end, Ronnie the Rat is more proportional to him.
Okay.
Ronnie the Rat is like the size of a human gangster at the end.
Mm.
Yeah, he looks like he's like a Grant Morrison Doom Patrol villain. Like, he would literally step off a page and then fight the Doom Patrol. You know, and he's just black and white because everything else is in color, and he's this otherworldly demon.
Yeah. No, and he has no mouth, so, I mean, I'm not going to make the obvious joke. Scream. Right. He has no mouth, so obviously he's going to be silent. Like at most, there is just be like a disapproving snort out of his long nose.
Yeah.
But like, not out of like the nostril part of his nose, like right out the end, like it's his dick
the proboscis.
Eye. Yeah.
Yeah. his sucker, like the thing he inserts into his enemies in order to suck out their souls. Yeah. Yeah. Just him doing that, this is gonna give me nightmares. I thought about this guy that much.
Just picturing him, like, okay, I'm like sitting in kindergarten and I accidentally color outside the lines, then up comes Colonel Clean.
Sure,
Colonel
Clean. You don't want to Yeah, you don't want to, like, do you want to go in the closet with the Colonel Cleanup Closet Crew?
And no, I was just picturing, like, him, like smashing my hands, like hobbling me so I could never, so I could never grip anything again. Like, all I have left is just, like, paddles. Like, they're paddles made of, like, screws and wires.
Hooks for hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, Colonel Cleanup won't rest until the entire world. This, at the very least, I mean, we're looking for forces of evil. I'm comfortable putting Colonel Cleanup as their hitman.
Oh, yeah. No, I think Colonel Cleanup is definitely, like, the, like, in charge of what works. I think that Colonel Cleanup, like, he knows how to, he knows how to deal with numerous and evasive threats. And I think that
he's a Sandman figure.
Yeah. No, by the time you know he's there, it's too late.
Yeah. He's a lot like the rats in a lot of sense, where, like, if there's one of them, there's like 40 of them in the walls. So
you think he can multiply?
I think he's always been many and will always be many.
Yeah. Like, that's like the reveal. It's like the Prestige.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's even got the hat. Like, yeah, it's very. And that hat is so weird. Like, it's got like that little white, you know, it's a top hat with a little white band around the base, but the band is twice as tall as the black part of it.
Yeah, the band is a full like 70% of the height of this thing. Did you die?
A steamboat like thing.
He's got a smokestack. Did you die in the game? Because when you die, his body dissolves, but the hat floats to the ground.
the response from Crystal: if you don't mind, I can take down your information and have somebody get back to you with any information we have on the Pest Terminator.
Oh, Gary, please.
Yes. I mean, we'll do a special report later.
Okay.
I'm going to give her my email address. Hold on one moment. Please. You can email.
I mean, they've got to have some convention swag.
Dick feed. How awesome would this be if I got sent a bunch of fucking Colonel Cleanup stuff? That would go in my, like, duck feed treasure shelf over here.
Oh, Gary, cut me off a slice.
I, hey, man, he does multiply. All right, so I give him the email. That would be, man, that would be really great. I would love it. Like, what if here's what happens. Like, I do this, I forget about it. 6 weeks, the doorbell rings, here is a 4 foot tall Colonel Cleanup who now lives in my house. Like, just walks past me as I open the door, won't talk, won't respond, like acts like it doesn't see me, and just starts searching for pests.
Yeah, snorts out of his proboscis. Yeah.
Yeah, it just starts killing all the spiders I didn't know were in my house. And then
those
just,
bumblebees,
you know,
from your dream.
Yeah, exactly. Kills
your dream bees.
Yeah, kills my dream bees. Like, I wake up with him, like, you know, crouched on my chest with a hammer hovering over my head after smashing my dreams. And then just doesn't leave.
Mm-hmm. No, and you have to explain it to the landlord. It's a whole big situation.
Yeah. Fourth roommate. Yeah. I mean, I just got real
but
sad
the thing
for him,
is,
because,
like,
he'd probably kill roars, right?
No,
I don't mean to be sad, but I think he might, like, do you think he has the kind of, you know, he can tell the difference between, like,
I think all small animals
enemy to him?
No, I think he can. I really think he can, because he can smell the love on roars. I think the only bad thing is, like, if there are any ancillary, like, pest snackables that roars is getting into, because, you know, cats, right? You know,
yeah,
the cat's going to chase it. Like, cats are hunters, right? I think that Roars is going to be a little bit more demanding with food, because he's not getting his daily allotment of snackables.
Yeah.
You know, free range, you know?
Yeah. Crystal T is asking for my phone number for this. Is she asking me out? And should I say yes?
No and yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I'm trying to figure out a polite way to, like, because I don't want to actually buy pest control. Like, the worst way this ends is with me, like, guilt buying like a sweep of our house.
You're gonna pay mileage for them to come.
Yeah. Well, fuck. I'm sorry, guys.
This was a goof. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But the nice
thing, right? Like, well, what a call. I'm gonna get a call, and it's just gonna be like heavy nose breathing. And then I'm just like, oh shit.
See, the thing about having Colonel Cleanup as a roommate is he sleeps on the ceiling, so you don't necessarily have to, like,
yeah,
give him
exactly.
a room. You can just, like, sleep on top of the stairwell or something. Like, it's
he
fine.
Sleeps in particulate all around you.
Right. So he only coalesces when he senses life.
Yeah, he senses fear.
Gary, we haven't spoken one lick about this game aside from the setup.
However, but yeah, that's because you can visit them at the LA Pestarant. They have a Pestarant where they have barbecue beetle tacos, rice cricket treats, and Thai mealworm salad.
Huh.
They have a restaurant, Cole. A Pestarant.
It's a Pestarant, specifically. Please. Nomenclature counts.
That's amazing.
Huh. See, I want to hold a meetup there, but I don't want to eat anything on the menu.
I would, you're going to say no.
Yeah.
To Colonel Cleanup. Like, if you don't eat anything like this, that's your kneecap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, you just wake up with a mouthful of crickets.
Yeah. Oh, God. Like, from his body.
Oh, yeah. No, he takes one long nail and just opens up a seam.
Oh, jeez. Like the evil bug in Nightmare Before Christmas. So I managed to deflect her from getting my phone number.
Okay.
And I will keep you guys updated next time we record After Suffering. So this is a good reason to stay tuned.
Yep.
You can see how the saga plays out. And if I find love again, my mutual love and fear of Colonel Cleanup.
So, Gary, we should speak for like a moment about this game.
No, I know. I just saw that they had a restaurant that serves bugs, Cole. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No, that's fine. No, I'm.
No, I know. I just. Yeah. They have a section on their website that's Mr. Little's classroom.
Who's Mr. Little?
It's the founder. But he's known as the little man with caps. The little man has been collecting information for almost 100 years.
Oh, no.
Here are his notes on bugs and more.
Does the little man live in Colonel Cleanup's pocket?
I think he lives under his hat, like a tasty star bit or whatever.
Like a luma. No, yeah, it drives him like the old man from Men in Black.
Oh, my God.
Huh.
Like, I mean, I do want to talk about this thing. I'm just, there's Mr. Little. Or, no, I'm sorry, the little man.
Yeah. Mr. Little is far less upsetting than the little man with not just title caps, but like proper name caps.
Yeah, the little man.
I'm sorry, Mr. Little's his father.
Yeah, Mr. Little's blog is where you get to find about hot pest topics. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Lice alert. Okay. These guys are great.
Yeah.
I love this company. If they end up sending me a shirt, like, I will forever be in their debt. Like,
so this is an Adver game, if you couldn't gather, created as a bounty from one CEO to another.
Yeah. The result of a losing golf bet.
The only such game that Color Dreams made. And it's how do you describe it? It's like a side scrolling kind of like adventure kind of thing. However, you are just going through gigantic houses trying to kill all of the pests within them with an incredibly unwieldy hammer.
And the hammer is a problem. You know, B jumps, A shoots is a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest problem is just that, like, going around and killing the bugs is challenging and not very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't control very well. It's real slippery and weird.
Yeah.
It's also
real spinning platey. Like, you'll clear out an area, go around, and then you'll be, like, downstairs in a place. And then you'll see, like, upstairs on the other side of the house, there's a bug there or something like that.
Yeah, they come back. They respawn.
Yeah, yeah.
But they don't respawn forever. You just have to kill a certain amount.
Yeah, it's like there's, like, a finite number. And it feels like they're on a script. Like, after you clear this room and clear another room, this room gets more of them back again. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, that's what they are. And the frustrating thing is, like, you know, I did the first level, immediately checked in, you know, got to the second level. It was like, kill 60 bugs. And I was just like, nope. Like, this is too boring and stupid. I'm out.
So graphically, this isn't bad. Like, I kind of dig, kind of in the way that, like, a lot of Color Dreams and Wisdom Tree games don't necessarily look terrible.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah, for sure.
And, like, the mascot is rendered really well, and the fact that they stick to the black and white against the color background is really good. But yeah, like, I wish that there was, like, anything more than this one, like, just, like, Russian chorus, like, what is it, a chorus of the Volga Boatmen or something like that?
Yeah.
Kind of thing going on in the background. Like, I just, if there is more to that, and if there is more variety, it kind of would have gotten me, because, like, I kind of dig this gigantic puzzle box where when you go in one door and then back out the same door, you end up in a different place.
I thought the doors were consistent.
Oh.
I was pretty sure the doors like were not like Benny Hill doors. Like, I thought that worked, but I mean, I guess I could be wrong.
Maybe
but
my attention wavered too.
it all looks pretty much the same. Like, yeah. Graphically, I kind of dig it too. Game design, it's atrocious. Like, the bugs move around in a really uninteresting kind of way, and they're not hard, and you get health back too quickly.
Yeah.
The hitboxes are bad. It has that kind of like the kind of perspective and scrolling that you have in like a final fight.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think so. Cool. I'm going to go ahead and put a video in your Slack channel here because I want you to see. And you can skip to in this about 34 minutes, 34 seconds. Sorry.
I'm going to say Jesus.
Yeah.
It's not a very long video. Try this, Gary?
we're going to have a little bit of a. But I just want you to see this this thing, and I want to make a GIF out of it. So 34 seconds is fine. But yeah, so you move around, you're killing those bugs. The bugs are, as the game continues, you go onto different venues, the bugs get bigger and more dangerous. And your weapons, you eventually get a helicopter to fight them. And there's a level that's underwater where you have a diving suit and you kill the pest of the sea, i.e. fish and jellyfish.
I mean, jellyfish really are. You've seen those the pictures of the like the beaches full of jellyfish? Just a collective noun. Oh, Gary, this neon sign.
Yeah.
Of him wagging his finger and the hammer.
He's got it hanging out of his butt like that one titty anime beat 'em up game. With this, like, it goes like through time. It shows like how Colonel Cleanup has evolved with these different neon signs.
I didn't see this. Wait.
It keeps going until eventually it turns into the weird 70s version where his finger and his like butt hammer wag at this like nauseatingly slow speed. It's
like, very weird. Like it is being propelled by some fell wind.
Like it's hypnotizing you. Like, it is. It's something.
Yeah.
I'm going to subscribe to these guys on YouTube.
when I was in Virginia and I was out on that. Oh, just look at that. That's like a flash animation.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Like, I would love to have like a GIF of that or you know.
So there were so many things that were ill-advised about that Virginia vacation that I went on. But the sandbar that we went out to where my feet got sunburned so bad that I threw up. one side of it was made entirely of like seagull skulls, and they're it was luminescent. Like it looked like a bunch of coins were spilled out, like freshly polished coins, except it was all dead jellyfish that were like washed up on it, and you could smell it and you could see it. Like it was fucking Death Stranding, like Orphan of Coast kind of shit.
Yeah, I mean, last year when we went to Game Retreat at the beach, that's what it was.
Yeah,
was Dead Jellyfish City. And this year, man, like, or not, it wasn't the beach for Game Retreat, but when I went to this wedding recently, it was at Cape Cod, which I made this joke a bunch now, but I'll make it again because I like it. Possibly the nicest place on earth, named after some cod. But the there was a their beaches. I mean, we didn't spend very much time there because, like, one, thousands and thousands of tiny black snails. Like epidemic levels, like just like creepy levels. Yeah. And then horseshoe crabs, alive and dead, just around.
Like the ones that Milhouse pet when he lost his glasses.
Yep.
That's
like
great.
Just about. And just like tons of the shells just on beaches, fucking smelly and scary. It's like awful.
Yeah, so there's a certain danger zone between like South Maine and like let's say Northern Maryland where the beaches are just like danger zone of like hypodermic needles and crabs and shit.
Yeah, like, these fucking kabutops.
Yeah.
These things.
Yeah. Oh no. I'm sorry. What happened to your foot? Yeah, I lost it because I stepped on an omanite.
Yeah. I was my friend Austin, who is a very thrifty person who does a lot of found food. He's really into like going to like. You know, hey, I found this patch of rhubarb in the woods. I'm going to harvest it for a year. Like his time money ratios are really weird.
Yeah,
you know, like he'll put like so much time into avoiding spending money.
Yeah, it's like an extreme couponing kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's really into this fruit called the pawpaw that I think I've talked about on here. But it's funny because it's like his new obsession. So I hung out with him a bunch. He's a great guy. He's one of my best friends. 70% of the time I was talking about pawpaw. And then like he didn't show up to like the pre-wedding party because he was going getting pawpaw for everybody. When I got to tell my friend who's getting married that, who got a real kick out of it. And then I would tell people, I'd be like, man, he really loves pawpaw. And then he would show up and just bring it up out of nowhere. And it was
like with, but, like with a shirt full of pawpaw.
Or wearing a shirt with pawpaws on them. Mm-hmm. So I was telling him about this horseshoe crab thing. And he was like, oh, horseshoe crab. Like, can you eat those? And I was like, no, I don't think you can. He's like, I wonder. And then I showed him a picture because he was expecting it to be, you know, like a crab.
Just like a blue crab or something like that. Yeah
not like the night, like literal nightmare that is the horseshoe crab. like we could probably exterminate this bad boy. I'm pretty okay with these things not existing. They're very scary.
We should probably draw some kind of distinction between like mosquitoes and horseshoe crabs.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, what's the ecosystem on these guys?
Yeah.
You know, they just feed Gengars via nightmare. Like, it's, I don't think that it's like, you know, there's things that like, I don't know where these things fit in the ecology, but I imagine it's, they're real losers.
See, I don't know if this is a difference between the two of us, because like, I'm looking at a picture of a horseshoe crab, like flipped on its back. And yes, there's like a baseline level of revulsion here, but I just kind of like, I want to like flip him back over and like throw him back out to sea.
I mean,
man,
he's too weaponized. Like he looks too like, and I like crabs. Like I like hermit crabs a lot. I'm into a crab. This guy just doesn't seem, he's too militaristic looking for me. Mm. I don't like that stinger.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a Kaiser helmet, you know, is what a horse.
Yeah, that thing's just gonna, it's gonna be that thing, it's gonna
I've got a sketch I need. I'm a little bit behind on doing a postcard design for this month, but I've got a sketch of a design for number one scorpion dad. Are you cool with that being?
Yeah, I'm pretty good for that.
Okay.
And if we had unlimited money, we can make it like one of those greeting cards that talks, and when you press the button on it, it just makes the noise. But just that stinger thing, I don't even know if it is a stinger, but it looks so much like a
stinger. I think it's for balance.
Oh, well, that's not so bad.
I think it might be vestigial. I don't know if he knows it's there.
He knows. What doesn't he know?
Okay. Like... What doesn't he know? Gary, I'm going to send you an image here. Right. I want you to describe it when it pops up in Slack.
I have that open on my browser right now. Because it's the image. It goes along to a YouTube video that's "These Aren't Aliens, Meet the Horseshoe Crabs." And it's a really young kid surrounded by gigantic fucking horseshoe crabs. Yeah. Literally about to be, if he's lucky, devoured. If he's not, taken down to sea and used to breed crabulons. Like, there's no way this doesn't end up being a dadulon eventually of the next generation of crabulons.
Crab dad, no.
Crab dad is the dark mirror scorpion dad, Cole.
Sorry, I snorted. It cannot be underestimated. The radius of one of these horseshoe crabs is
like
exactly
one of those
the height of this small child.
Yeah, like you know those like those disc sleds.
Yeah, it's like a Clark Griswold sled. Later,
yeah,
dudes.
Yeah, just God, these things. I dislike them.
God, Colonel Cleanup, help!
Yeah, I would. Man, if there was just a version, did you see in the Google image search the one that has all of the hermit crabs like attached to its back?
Oh yeah,
like one of those evil frogs,
yeah, like Dark Passengers.
Yeah, Dark Passengers.
Gary, you know those hermit crabs are calling the shots, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they are.
I learned something
as a hive mind. Ah, the sea is so gross.
It's the conclave. Gary, yeah, I'm sure you know this about hermit crabs, but I want to make sure that I got this right, because I got on a jag of reading about them. The cute thread and essay talked about this. They will line up in order of size in order to exchange their shells.
Yeah.
So if one of them is outgrowing its shell, finds one that's too big, like he'll just camp out and wait, and then just kind of like they will form a line, and then immediately all at once musical chairs their way into the next biggest shell.
It's very cute and very awesome. Like it is amazing behavior.
Yeah.
But yeah, how did Cape Cod get this reputation for being like so swank when it's crawling with these monsters?
The one answer in my mind is that it wasn't always like that.
Oh, sure.
You know, just kind of like, you know, climate change makes fools of us all. Yeah. The other one is, I don't know. I think that there's a natural draw towards things that are the extremities in the earth.
Yeah.
You know, like just like Cape Cod is this little dingus that swings out into the middle of the earth. And like maybe at the end of it, you're going to find five horseshoe crabs converging on one sick one in order to reclaim its nutrients.
Yep.
I'm going to claim this and make it my own. See also like Montauk, or see also, you know, any kind of extremity of the land. Like this is the end and I own it, you know?
Yeah. I think that's it. And there was like really good seafood that wasn't monster.
Gary,
I mean, there's definitely monster.
It's all monster, you know? Yeah.
Like we ate some shrimps, so that's the whole monster. Like yeah. You just eat the entire monster.
Yeah. Like we take these things we've been talking about. We take creatures that are like one or two genes off of that. We grind them up and turn them into cake.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So good. Oh my God. Crab cake.
Also, Pest Terminator ends with you on the moon.
Yep.
So
there's a rat on the moon irradiating the planet with pest rays.
So you go to the moon to fight him.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. who suggested this call?
I need to pull up the document again so I can so I can see it here because I cannot remember. It is Bazanson who literally just gave us the text of the opening scroll, which does sum it up. But this is a huge surprise. I had no idea this game existed.
Me either.
It's funny because
I was pretty sure that I would know about this.
I was laying in bed like half feverish still. Like I went to sleep at like 6:30 last night, and I just woke up and like I got a little bloop from you. I was like, oh, you're like, you gave me a gift today. Praise the random number generator. And I was like, all right, cool. I've got something to look forward to tomorrow. Okay.
Yes. It's pretty special.
Yeah.
Like this is pretty good. This is a really good run of games for the show.
Yeah.
It was, so thank you very much for suggesting it. And I love getting surprised. I love finding out that there's something I, you know, didn't even know existed.
Yeah, there's a little bit of magic left in this fucking awful world.
Yes. Yep. That literally births monsters. If you like the show and want to support it, the best way to do so is to go to Patreon. Mm-hmm. Go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. You can give us a couple bucks a month if, you know, hopefully everybody who listens to this does that.
Yeah.
I mean, you obviously don't. I was going to say if everybody did and then say like something else we could do, but this is not the most listened to our show on the network. But if you like this, patronizing us gives you a direct reward if you're a big fan of this.
Yes, it does. If you back at the $6 level, as of when this came out, you're going to get access to an episode that was very fun to record. And I think people are going to enjoy it. The 50 Cent Blood on the Sand.
Yes.
Episode. which was very delightful. But if you don't have that much money to give on a regular basis, we understand. We have all of those episodes after the month. They go into the store at duckfeed.tv/store. There are 13 of them now, I think. Mm-hmm. And the most recent of which is Pepsi Man, which is similarly a very fun episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those very, are like $1.50. So check those out. Those help us directly and we appreciate it.
Yes. Ratings, reviews. That's also very helpful. All the normal things, telling people about it, things like that. Until next time. I don't know.
Who is Crab Dog? I don't know. Stay away from the sea.
Yeah, definitely stay away from the sea. I have no interest.
See, what's funny is I had a lot of fun like swimming in the ocean when I was back there. And it was the first time in like 12 years. And it's like, I'm going to fucking jump in the ocean. I'm going to ride the waves.
It depends. It really depends on the ocean for me. Every once in a while, the ocean is like this like very pristine, you know, beautiful, spotless thing. And then every once in a while, it's just nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nightmare town.
It reveals itself as the world's toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, which is where sea animals go to die and fuck and come and like do everything that I don't want to swim in.
Well, so. You don't open your mouth.
But sometimes people open their eyes.
Yeah.
Like, and also I have mucous membranes I can't fully close. Like, I try, but it's going to get in my ear. You know.
All right.